Now, Madison police say there's a, quote, alarming trend of gun violence in the city. In the second quarter of this year, the number of shots fired incidents was up by nearly 80% over the same period last year. And over the past couple of weeks, police say they've recovered about 150 shell casings. In Milwaukee, Mayor Tom Barrett said the number of homicides is on track to double last year's total. During a press conference heading into the July 4th weekend, he also said non-fatal shootings are up 50% over this time last year.
But we have to have our community groups, our religious groups, our police officers band together. We cannot accept this level of violence in this city. I do not accept this level of violence in this city.
Other U.S. cities are reporting an uptick in gun violence as well this summer. Richard Rosenfeld is a curator's distinguished professor emeritus of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. His areas of expertise include social sources of violent crime, crime control policy, and crime trends. Richard, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you co-authored a report that came out recently showing that homicides had been down in April and May during the pandemic. A gun violence, it looks like, is on its way up for June, also homicides in some cities. Can you put these numbers in perspective for us?
Yeah, well, just a word on that study we did about a month ago. We did find that in April, across 64 large cities in the U.S., homicides were down considerably, comparing April of 2020 with the previous three-year average for that month. We also found a decline in May, but that decline was only half as large as the decline in April. We had to limit that study to the end of May. We're currently doing a follow-on study that will include the month of June. And my expectation, given the reports from cities around the country of increased levels of homicide and other serious violence, is that we're going to find an uptick in June.
How have homicide numbers gone over the last few years? I know looking at Milwaukee, yes, it's higher this year than last year substantially, but that had been after a few years of decline in Milwaukee. Are we shooting to new high levels around the state, or are we kind of regressing to a mean here?
That's hard to say. I would say, though, that it's probably not regression to a mean. What I would argue is that we're probably looking at elevated rates of homicide and gun violence generally that will rival those of 4 to 5 years ago in cities like Milwaukee, not sure about Madison, but other large cities across the United States. That uptick in homicide and other serious violence was associated with the social unrest that prevailed then in response to police violence in Ferguson, Missouri, in Baltimore, Chicago, New York, and elsewhere around the country. We're seeing, we have seen, of course, a sustained level of social unrest associated with or in response to police violence currently in Minneapolis and elsewhere. And it seems to me that we'll be looking at levels of serious violence that certainly will rival those of 4 to 5 years ago.
So would you make the case that the unrest, the protests of police violence are the cause? They're causing this increase in gun homicides.
Well, that's a tough
I know
one.
It's hard to tease out. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, as people in my business always say, that we shouldn't make too much out of a 1 month increase. We have to wait and see whether this increase is sustained, how widespread it is. Given that, I do think that the social unrest is associated with higher levels of violence in our cities. Cause is a strong word, and it's certainly, it's very likely not the only contributing factor. As I mentioned, we saw a decline in homicide during the month of April and a somewhat smaller decline in May. That was during a period in which most cities were, in effect, locked down. Businesses were closed. People were, confined to their homes by and large. And as activity levels on the street subsided, homicide went down. Most homicides, with the notable exception of domestic homicide, most homicides occur outdoors. When outdoor activity subsides, homicide tends to go down. But the country has now reopened, or certainly begun to reopen in many places, although that may be, we may be some pulling back, seeing some pulling back from that. And the reopening is, I would argue, a contributor to the increased levels of violence. But I also think that the social unrest is. And I'm happy to talk about the ways in which social unrest might be connected to increased levels of violence.
Talking to Richard Rosenfeld from the University of Missouri, St. Louis, professor emeritus there of criminology and criminal justice. Yeah, how can you connect the dots there? Yeah. What kind of connections are there?
Well, there are at least two possible connections. One is that as the police have been deployed to address protest activity across the country, and keep in mind, we've witnessed the largest degree of social unrest in our country, at least since the Vietnam War. As they've been deployed to address protest activity, of course, they're taken off their normal patrol assignments, and that can contribute to an uptick in crime. There are some accounts, it's difficult to say, how widespread this process would be, but there are some accounts that the police have withdrawn. That is, they're not as likely to engage in proactive policing of the sort that can reduce crime. Out of fear for legal liability, out of anger on the part of the police, frustration, exhaustion, and other reasons. But another connection, I think this one is probably the most important, turns the former explanation on its head. And instead of asking or stating that the police are withdrawing from the community, this explanation suggests that under current conditions, the anger, frustration about police violence has caused some communities to withdraw from the police. Less likely to contact the police when a crime occurs, less likely to contact the police when oneself has been victimized, more likely, therefore, to take matters into their own hands when disputes arise, problems emerge, and that can contribute to crime. So those are the ways in which I think the protest activity can be connected to an uptick in violence. It's not a simple cause-effect relationship, and I don't think we know yet how important one of those mechanisms might be compared to the others.
Let's look at that second point and talk about a possible solution. If, in fact, you've got communities that have lost trust in police, that won't go to them, maybe for that small problem that develops into the big problem that leads to a homicide, how do you rebuild that?
You begin immediately, and you begin with the police, in my view. The police have to begin the long process, and it will be a long one, but extremely important, of repairing the relationship that between some communities, in particular communities of color, and the local police department. Now, what does that mean? That means the police have to fully engage with community members well beyond the periodic meetings that police officials will hold with community members. It means that police officers, while out on patrol, need to get out of their vehicles, say hello to people in the street, ask people in the street, in particular in neighborhoods where violence has gone up, what are the problems around here and how can we help you and how might you be able to assist us in dealing with them? That has to occur hourly, daily, week in, week out. And the police not only should be engaging with people on the street, they should be knocking on people's doors, especially in those communities hard hit by violence, and asking people, what can we do to help solve problems in this community? That's the way to do it. It's going to be a long slog, but I can't think of any other way, certainly no better way, to begin the long process of repairing police-community relations.
We'll leave it there. Richard, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Richard Rosenfeld, Distinguished Professor Emeritus of Criminology and Criminal Justice at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. We talked to him about an uptick in violent crime, especially gun violence in U.S. cities, including Milwaukee and Madison. You can share your thoughts. How to rebuild that trust between police departments and communities? What do you think needs to happen? You can email ideas@WPR.org, or, as always, you can tweet us at Central Time WPR.